This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A state lawmaker hopes to improve safety for rideshare passengers after she says a driver sexually assaulted her. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Last February, Democratic Representative Jenny Wilford took a Lyft to her home in North Glen. She says the driver blocked her from leaving the car and attacked her. It happened in front of her home where she lives with her husband and two kids.
The PTSD has been crippling, robbing me of time with friends and family, impacting how I do my job as a state legislator, and changing the person I see when I look in the mirror.
Wilford's driver was not authorized to work for Lyft. Instead, he was using another driver's profile. She is now suing the company, alleging Lyft has failed to take reasonable steps to prevent imposter and fake accounts and account renting when an authorized driver outsources it to others. Lyft did not immediately respond to a request for comment. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Shortly after eastbound I-70 reopened near Vail Pass after a five-hour closure today, westbound I-70 closed in that area due to a reported vehicle fire. Earlier, CDOT crews were cleaning up the wreckage from a semi-truck that ran into oncoming traffic near East Vail last week. Both directions are now open. And the Dallas Cowboys are in the market for a new coach. CU football coach Deion Sanders is among the names mentioned. Coach Prime played for the Cowboys in their last Super Bowl victory in the 90s. The second-year Buffs coach has seen his name pop up for various coaching vacancies, both in college and the NFL. This is CPR News.